You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm pleased to welcome Chris Adams. She's Membership Development Specialist for the Girl Scouts of Kentuckiana. Also, our very own Membership Director, Jenny Todd, and her daughter, Susie. Welcome, all of you here.
Thanks, Tracy.
Good afternoon.
So we're here to talk about Girl Scouts and Girl Scout cookies. And Susie, you said you've sold over 150 boxes so far?
Yep.
Holy cow. That's great. And no trouble at all for you, Jenny, right?
My house is covered in Girl Scout cookies. This is true.
That sounds familiar. Well, Chris, where do you want to begin today?
I guess where I want to begin is what Girl Scouts do for our girls, what Girl Scout cookie sales do for our girls. And I'm sure Susie can talk about some of the experiences that she's had thanks to Girl Scout cookies and her Girl Scout troop, the things that they've been able to do. Girl Scout cookie sales not only help support the troop in activities that they want to do, but it also helps fund camps and programming that we can provide for these girls, as well as help provide them with experiences and opportunities they may not normally have had otherwise.
How long have Girl Scouts been selling cookies?
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years. So this is a tradition then.
Right.
This is a tradition, and this is more than just selling Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookie sales is the number one girl-led business for girls across the world. We teach them to treat it like a business. We want them to learn customer service skills. We want them to learn money management skills. We want them to learn what it really feels like to run a business. And so when we are working with these girls to sell cookies, we want them to think of it as their own business. So it's more than just selling cookies. It's really a learning opportunity for them.
And Jenny, when you're telling the members of your troop, you know, to go out and sell, are you treating this like almost an internship, like a business thing as well, trying to tell them this is why we do it, this is the best practice?
Yes, absolutely. Last year, we do a lot of planning with our troop, and we talk with the girls and have them vote on different things we get to do, different badges we get to work towards, and different activities we get to do. So last year, they knew that our girl, you know, once we sold Girl Scout cookies and the money the portion we get comes to our troop, we'd be able to plan a big event. And so they were able to choose from a lot of different options. And last year we chose to go horseback riding at Wranglers, which was an amazing experience. So they get that planning part of it, and it's something they work toward throughout the year, and then they get that payoff at the end. Not only that, but just those amazing skills, life skills, talking to strangers, that people that you don't know when we're maybe at cookie booths, and money management skills.
I know that locally, the people who ordered cookies some time ago, those cookies are in, and now the girls are busy distributing them. But if people still want to buy Girl Scout cookies, still want to contribute, they can do that in a number of ways, right?
Yeah, and we have this great app called the Cookie Locator, and it's great. Download it on your phone. You can get it on iPhone or Android. Put in your zip code, and it will tell you all the locations where girls are going to be selling cookies. Generally, you can see girls selling cookies at Walmart and at Lowe's. We'll have girls selling cookies at the mall in Paducah. And so all around our Bear Creek service area, which includes 13 counties, you're going to see girls at Walmart and Lowe's and little mom and pop places. And so that cookie locator, when you get that cookie craving, you just punch that zip code into your cookie locator, and it will tell you where you can go buy cookies.
Hey, Susie, what's your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie?
Lemon Ups.
Ooh, those are really good. What's your second favorite?
I like most of them.
You're in my boat. I like most of them as well. Chris, as membership development specialist, do you have a sense of participation in Girl Scouts in this area? Is it holding with past trends? How is it doing?
It is. We're actually growing a little bit, and that's all. Our goal was always to grow. We are constantly looking for volunteers to help run troops. With most things, we don't have a shortage of girls. We always have girls who want to participate in Girl Scouts. Sometimes we struggle getting those volunteers who want to come out and help lead a troop. And so we're seeing a growth, but we could always use more volunteers.
And if someone is interested in volunteering, what's the best way to contact?
They can give me a call. Phone number, 270-908-4651. We can help them get started. We've got a really easy program to kind of help them get going, and we kind of lead them along the way and guide them along the way. So, you know, even if they're a little nervous and thinking, oh, I don't know that I could do that, we will help you do it.
Well, is there anything else listeners need to know about Girl Scouts or cookies or anything today?
Well, the one thing that I wanted to let them know is that these girls in Murray and Callaway County are doing great things. We've got 15 troops right now selling Girl Scout cookies. So far for their troops, they have earned more than $13,000. And that is with still a month of cookie sales left to go. And so they are doing great things running that business. We could not be more proud of the girls and the troop leaders who are helping them.
Well, my daughter is a scout, and I know that she has learned responsibility and kindness and how to be a citizen and lots of different great skills. And I think Girl Scouts are just wonderful.
And I'm sure Jenny could probably even address seeing girls go from at the beginning of the cookie season at a booth sale being really shy to all of a sudden you're at the end of cookie season and you've got girls who are talking all the time and they just kind of blossom through that. They learn so much.
It's true. In 3 years of having this troop, we now have 12 girls, including Susie. These girls have, there's so many different personalities. They've grown in so many different ways, and I just can't wait to see what's going to happen, you know, later this year and next year and the following year. And also remember, with Girl Scouting, to volunteer for this organization, you don't have to be a woman. Men can help too. I know there's a lot of dads. Our first year we had a male cookie chair, which was amazing. He did a great job. So anybody can be involved in this organization. We would love to have you, and I hope you'll consider it. And thank you for everyone who is supporting these young entrepreneurs, because they're learning so much and you're getting yummy cookies.
Mm-hmm. Hey Suze, what's the best part about Girl Scouts?
The camps.
Ooh, the camps. That's really good. Well, listen, Susie, Jenny, Chris, thank you all so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're listening. Welcome. Oh, you're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We're radio supported by our listeners. You can join in with your gift today at WKMS.org.